Bezer Shem Mizbochu begin Perek Shisha Asa, the 16th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mechin, the Laws of Sales and Civic in the Book of Acquisitions, which will continue the theme of the previous parakim regarding that of Mekach Tois, where in this parak we discussed regarding that which was purchased in error, if it changes or if it gets lost. As Rambam gets halacha off regarding if there's a deficiency in the sale item, regarding the possibility of returning it, regarding the responsibility. Hamichu Zerin Negin. If someone sells garden seeds, those are not seeds that are eaten by themselves. And he sells this lechaver to his friend. They don't sprout. He's responsible for insuring them. He has to return the sale price that he purchased them with, because the presumption is that they're for planting. So although he didn't explicitly say it for planting, but since generally those seeds are not eaten, it's like as if they explicitly specified it, and therefore that would be a mekach tois. But who, as long as shalit samchum achmas atzmam, that they didn't sprout because of the seed themselves. Avam loksa ha'aretz bevar dokeiz, but let's say the earth got ruined because of some hail or something like that, then in chad b'chirisim, then the cell is not responsible to insure it because shemem achmas abar litzamochum, maybe it didn't sprout because of the hail. V'chein keitzim is anything similar like that, has to be because of the intrinsic flaw of the sold item. Halacha beis. Now, let's say mochel yizrom hanachom. Let's say sold them seeds that are eaten. Kogen chitim, like wheat, or sorry, those are seeds, and we eat wheat, barley, yizrom, but leitzamchom. Now, the buyer planted them. Didn't eat them, planted them, and they didn't sprout. The enechaber chusin is not responsible to insure them, because they could be for eating too. And I feel like yizera pishon, even if they were flax seeds, should they be the adam koin mesel zri, that most people buy flax seeds for planting purposes. B'hoi lo echonoise, since people do eat flax seed, he's not responsible to ensure that it didn't for its sprouting, because it could be you could have eaten it. Now the idea should coin the lizer, but if let's say he lets the seller know that he's buying it for planting purposes, then he's responsible for ensuring that it has to be able to grow. But then something would apply ledvarman the mekam lerful or tzviya. Something would be for things that are sold, let's say for medicinal purposes and for dying purposes. Again, mechilkis was anything similar like that depends. If it could be for the other one, then you're not responsible. But if he specified, then you would be responsible. Halacha Gimel. Mikan, from here says the Rambam, from that which we said in the previous halacha, that if you let the seller know that you're buying it for planting and it doesn't sprout, that the seller is responsible for returning the money that he received without taking off from the fact that now his seeds are ruined, and the buyer is not responsible that from the fact that he planted and he tried to plant, that now the seeds got ruined the ground, that's not his own fault. So at the Lamed, you've learned the following idea. Whoever buys from his friend a sale item. The idea is lets him know that yeah, he's buying it to take it to that other country to sell it over there. It's for export. The after he takes it over there, he finds it over there when he's trying to sell it, that there's a blemish. The seller cannot tell to the buyer, look, okay, so bring me back the sale item over here. No. He has to give him back the monies. And the seller has to go ahead and try to be involved to bring back his sold item. To sell it over there. Just like we see, they're similar to whatever loss it incurs, it's the seller's responsibility. And even if it gets lost or stolen, after the buyer let him know that there's a blemish, it's in the domain of the seller and it's going to be his loss. Now, let's say he didn't let him know that he's taking it to another country. And he does take it, and he finds over there a blemish. So then, then it's still going to be considered in the domain of the buyer until he brings back the purchase item with its blemish to the seller, because he didn't let him know that beforehand, and therefore then that would be the responsibility of the kiach to bring it back to get his money back. Someone purchases an item and he finds in it a blemish, and then subsequently gets lost or stolen. It's going to be in the domain of the kiach, as we said, because they didn't let him know this. Wherever he's going to be, until the purchase item is brought back to the seller. Now, v'mislia, v'nifsid machmas erchazman. Now, if it gets wormy and gets decomposed because of the length of the time, so that's in the domain of the seller. But let's say the buyer should have let the seller know, where then the seller could have saved the item, but lo yidin didn't let him know, then it's in the domain of the kech, and that's his responsibility. Someone sells an ox to his friend. Turns out it's an ox that it's a goring ox. So the seller could tell him, look, I sold it for slaughtering purposes. It doesn't make a difference. An ox that gores, which you obviously can't use it for plowing purposes, because who cares? Slaughter, you just hold on to it and you slaughter and that's it, you're done. So it's not considered a mekach tais. Now, but Med Mumum, when we say this, that he could claim, he says, look, who cares, it's a goring ox, it's a dangerous ox, I sold to you to slaughter it, is b'shoya l'keach koin l'shchita b'lacharish. It's only if the buyer is someone who would buy oxen, both for slaughtering purposes, for feeding his family, and for, let's say, for plowing. Aval l'mahoy yidei b'rabi nolesha hu koin l'charish b'lavad, that he only buys for plowing purposes. That's the type of work that he's in. That's his line of work. Then obviously, that's what he was buying for. It's a mistaken acquisition. And he gets his money back. Anything similar like that would be considered mekach tois. Lach Avav continues regarding, if let's say the deficiency in the sale item is found because of something that the buyer subsequently did. So let's say the someone sells an animal to his friend for the purposes of slaughtering. Ushchata, and he slaughters it, the nimtza treifa. Now when they open up the animal, you see a mortal defect. Oh. So if you know definitively, so he said treifa kishul kacha, that it was already had a mortal defect when he bought it. So for example, let's say there's a scar over the wound in the animal, where you know definitely it means to say it had the wound at least for 3 days before it was slaughtered, and the animal was bought within the last 3 days. So then hariza mafsala sashkuta, then the buyer could just give back the slaughtered animal to the seller. But yachza mechaz adam, and the seller has to give back the monies. And mekana talamit, from here you learn shamoicha davish hoyi mum bimim kare, that if someone sold something which had the blemish when it was sold, and the buyer goes and creates another blemish in this animal. Like for example over here, where he slaughtered the animal, where obviously now that it's slaughtered, you can't even plow with this animal, which it was fit to do before it was slaughtered, and it's like making a blemish. That if he made the other blemish, this buyer, before he found out about the first blemish, which was there when it was sold to him, if he did something which is normally done, which here, of course, is normal to do this blemish in the animal, which is slaughtering it, which you didn't know that it was a treifa, so Potter, the buyer is going to be exempt from making this other blemish in the animal. But the machine, if he did something that's a deviation, and he did a different blemish, before he finds out about the first blemish, then he can give back, obviously, because of the fact that it had that original blemish, the purchased item to the owners, but also he would have to compensate regarding the value of the blemish that he went and made into the animal. Halacha Zayin. Kalim Beged, let's say someone acquires a cloth. Ukrain, he's tearing it up, lasam in the chalik to make a cloak out of it. And then he finds out that it has a blemish in the fabric. Because of the tearing that he did to it, because the tearing reveals some of the blemishes in the fabric, then he just gives him back the torn pieces and he gets his money back. Tvari, let's say he was stitching it. And then he found out about the blemish. So if now that he stitched it, he made a beautiful garment, it went up in price, he takes the increase of the value of the stitching from the seller. Anything similar like that would be the halacha. Halacha Ches continues regarding the payment of the benefit that the buyer has on top of the giving back of the purchase item. So let's say someone sells a piece of land to his friend, and the buyer is using it and he's eating its produce. Nearby moment, later point in time, he finds that there's inherent blemish here in this property. If he wants to give back the land to the owner, then Machzikol HaPeish Ochel has to give back all the produce that he ate, because turns out that now the buyer who's getting back his money, turns out essentially that money was a loan. And that means that the payris was ribis, was interest, which is forbidden. So you got to give back the payris that you ate too. And Memhoye Chatzah B'dar, but let's say it was a quarter that he was dwelling in, so he would have to give him the wages for the rent. Again, the rest would be considered as interest. Halacha Tes, regarding a purchased item that gets lost because of its blemish. Let's say someone sells something that has a blemish which is not visible. Now the purchase item gets destroyed, gets ruined because of that blemish which you didn't know about. Here's a machzor dam. He has to give back the monies. As Rambam illustrates halacha yudkeitz at household. If someone sells an ox to his friend that doesn't have molars, what's called grinders, to be able to properly eat its food, and he doesn't see so far deep into the animal's mouth. So the consumer went and left this ox that he bought with all the rest of his cattle. And he was putting the food in front of all the animals. And they were all eating. He didn't know that this animal can't eat because of its absence of molars. It ended up dying from hunger. He could just give back the dead animal to the seller. He has to give him back the money. Anything similar like this would have the same halach. The halach here, Aleph, talks about regarding giving back the purchase item when there is a broker involved. If the seller was a broker, meaning, it's not his own, he just buys from someone and resells for a profit somewhere else. The purchase items don't really stay by him. It's in his Amazon warehouse. He has no clue what's coming, what's going. For the other booms, and if he didn't know about this blemish. So the halach is Hariyah Sarasur Nishba Shvuas Hesse. So the broker swears a rabbinic oath, Shloyad Bumum said that he didn't know about this blemish, be a potter, and he's off the hook. And the reason is, Neshahoya Likeach lived the Kashar Bifne Asmai, because the buyer himself should have inspected the ox himself, and have given it back when he would have realized that it doesn't have the molars before it dies. Because the fact that he knew that there was a broker, obviously, that he didn't get a chance to check it out himself, the broker. So the buyer should have checked it out. And then, had he given it back before the animal died, then the broker would have given it back to the original seller. Also, since he didn't do this inspection, the buyer, the buyer himself caused the loss himself, and therefore he has no claim on the broker, was there anything similar like this. Now, Lachid Beis continues regarding whatever, if someone sells not kosher food. If someone slaughters a firstborn animal, which has to have been with a blemish and been checked out and certified that it's blemish because it's really a kachim item. So someone slaughters a firstborn animal and umacharei sells it. Now, and then turns out the buyer finds out, it was never shown to a professional, which thus makes that meat of the bukhar actually forbidden if they bury it like a bukhar, like a firstborn animal that died. So, he only found about it after, so whatever he ate, he ate. And still the seller has to give him back the money of what he paid for the meat because that's prohibited food. It's not kosher. And whatever's left over from the meat that the consumers had, the seller has to take. And he gives him back the monies. So too happens if, let's say, someone slaughters a cow and he sells it. And then he finds out that what he bought was treif. Whatever he ate, he ate. And he has to give him back the money for that. What he didn't eat, he gives the meat back to the butcher, who he'll sell to Gentiles. And again, he has to give him back the monies. Halachi Gimel. Let's say the buyer who bought the meat, he went to that seemingly kosher store, and he sold that meat to his Gentile neighbor, which ended up turning out it was treif. He fed it to his dog, Jake, that he loves. So what he does is, he calculates with the butcher regarding the value of treif meat. In other words, the buyer has to pay for this meat, only the value, how much treif meat is worth, because generally it's sold for cheaper than kosher meat. And then the butcher has to give him back the excess, meaning the buyer holds back the monies that he received because of what he sold the treif meat. And if there's a difference between the money that he received and the money that he gave, so then the seller has to give him back that gap because he misled him. He thought it was kosher meat, even though he ended up selling it off to a Gentile or to give it to his dog. But in case it was anything similar like that, would have this halacha. Halacha dalad. If someone sells meat to his friend, turns out it was the meat of a firstborn animal, which again is prohibited. Or Paris, he sold him produce, turns out it was untithed produce. Yain, he bought wine, turns out it was not kosher wine, it was wine of libations of a Gentile. So Allah is Masha Achal Achal again, what he ate, but he has less dumb, but he's got to give him back the monies for that. So to anyone who sells something that's prohibited to eat biblically, that's going to have the halacha. So you have this penalty. Bein shayya yisur b'kadosh, whether it's something that's prohibited with a punishment of karas, of dying young. Bein shayya yisur b'lab b'lavad, let's say something only has just a negative prohibition without a punishment of karas, it's going to have this halacha. Aval ha-meichon dobel ha-chaber. But let's say someone sells something to his friend, she'isach he lost him de b'sayfim, that's the prohibition of eating that is only rabbinic. Sim hoya peres kayyam, and so if that produce was still around, machzirin as a peres, so he can give back to the seller the produce, when it was done up, and he could take his money back. But from achalim, if he ate it, achal he ate it, and the seller does not give him anything back. And the reason for that is because something that's rabbinically prohibited that was eaten by mistake is not really a sin. And therefore, it doesn't have to compensate him. But anything that's prohibited of having any benefit from it, whether biblically or even rabbinically, he has to give him back the money, does not have a halacha of a sale at all. In other words, the seller cannot sell something that's prohibited to have benefit because it's not his. It's prohibited to have any benefit. And therefore, it's not a sale. And therefore, then he would have to give him back that money.